Many people assume they may have to sell their home to pay for long-term care costs. While this might make sense for some homeowners, there are other ways your home equity can help with these costs. In this episode of the Senior Lifestyles Podcast, we'll look at several ways that homeownership can be leveraged for paying long-term care expenses. Are you hitting a new phase in your life and starting to again wonder, what's next? As we reach the age of retirement and beyond, it calls for answers to new questions in our lives, such as, what's the deal with senior living? How does Medicare work? And how can I live my best life in retirement? In this podcast, we explore the answers to these questions and much more. This is Pete Kears, and welcome to the Senior Lifestyles Podcast, brought to you by Cantissimo Senior Living. An AARP survey found that 76% of those over 50 say they would prefer to continue living in their own home as long as they can. However, this is not always possible, and other senior living options like assisted living may need to be considered. Yet, such long-term care options can be costly. For instance, 1 year in assisted living can cost over $50,000. If memory care or skilled nursing is required, the annual cost can double. Unless one has long-term care insurance or can qualify for Medicaid, most people need to tap all their assets to pay for long-term care. This can include equity in their home. There are four ways to leverage home equity to finance long-term care: selling the residence, taking out a reverse mortgage, obtaining a home equity line of credit, or renting the residence. First, let's cover selling the home. Selling may not be feasible if a spouse or other dependent lives in the home or the seller plans to return to the residence. Otherwise, if selling the house makes sense, there are some details to keep in mind. First, prepare for a long sales process. Even though the U.S. home sales market has been hot in recent years, homes that require a lot of updating or repairs may take some time and cost to prepare for sale. Then there's selling as is. There is an option of skipping repairs and updating by selling the home as is. This spares the homeowner of the hassle of making those updates and repairs. The major downside of this approach is lower profits. The homeowner needs to assess whether cost savings offset the lower asking price. It may be wise to consult a trusted realtor to conduct this analysis. Next, be aware of the impact on Medicaid eligibility. Medicaid pays for long-term care once a person's assets have reached a low enough level. If a homeowner lives in the house, it is exempt from determining Medicaid qualification. However, as soon as it is sold, the proceeds are included in Medicaid eligibility calculations. In that case, a person who previously qualified for Medicaid would not be eligible again until the home sale dollars have been spent down. More details about using Medicaid to fund long-term care expenses are covered in a video later in this series. Next, let's look at reverse mortgages. Originating in the 1960s, reverse mortgages skyrocketed in popularity as a tax-free way to pay for long-term care coverage. A regular mortgage loan, that's where a borrower pays the lender. In a reverse mortgage, the lender pays the homeowner. This type of loan can be an excellent way to tap equity tied up in a home. However, there are some essential details to keep in mind. First, the borrower must be 62 years old or older. Next, a reverse mortgage is still a loan on which interest must be paid by the borrower to the lender. Third, a borrower can continue to live in the home until death, a permanent move out, or when the home is sold. After these occurrences, the loan must be repaid. Next, the most popular type of reverse mortgage is the home equity conversion mortgage, otherwise known as HECM, which is insured by the U.S. government. Non-HECM reverse mortgages are not federally insured. And finally, the borrower continues to pay property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Even for a borrower who owns a home free and clear, the loan may not be 100% of equity since the lender aims to ensure the value of the collateral, that is the home, will be sufficient to repay the loan in the future. The amount of money available from a reverse mortgage depends on several factors. The borrower age, the older the borrower, the more equity that will be considered. Home value, the higher value home will result in more cash. Interest rate, lower the interest rates, the more funds will be available. Existing fees or loans. A reverse mortgage proceeds first go toward paying off outstanding mortgage balances, other loans, or fees. And finally, distribution type. The reverse mortgage dollars can be paid in several ways. The most common is lump sum, line of credit, or monthly payments. The line of credit option often results in higher dollar amounts and the lump sum the lowest. Reverse mortgages are complex financial arrangements. Therefore, potential borrowers need to be careful about comparing loan options, fees, and interest rates from multiple vendors to find the best features and lowest interest rate. Like a reverse mortgage, a home equity line of credit, otherwise known as a HELOC, allows homeowners to borrow against home equity. The bank structures a HELOC loan for a certain amount of money over a specified period. The homeowner can borrow against the amount as needed to pay for long-term care expenses. Unlike a reverse mortgage, however, monthly repayments toward the amount borrowed begin immediately. Also, missing payments may result in foreclosure. Finally, approval of a HELOC is more dependent on a borrower's credit score than for a reverse mortgage. Despite these limitations, HELOCs have definite advantages. Fees tend to be lower in comparison to reverse mortgages. Also, there's no requirement that the borrower live in the home. This can benefit those who need to move to a senior living setting but do not want to sell their home. Additionally, for those under 62, a HELOC has no age limitation. Potential borrowers need to carefully assess their own situation when comparing HELOCs and reverse mortgages to determine which makes the most sense for their situation. Finally, renting is another option. The monthly income from renting a home could help cover long-term care expenses. However, like the other alternatives discussed above, careful analysis needs to be undertaken before becoming a landlord. First, if the homeowner still makes mortgage payments, the rental amount must cover these monthly payments along with property taxes, homeowner's insurance, and home maintenance. In most cases, a home owned free and clear would be the best candidate for a rental. Second, the homeowner may or may not choose to live in the home while renting. This depends on the configuration of the rental space. One possible scenario would be a couple with one partner living in a senior living setting and the other still at home. Renting part of the house could generate needed income for long-term care costs. Third, serving the role of landlord takes significant effort. In some situations, others may need to perform this role. For example, family members. Homeowners need to make sure whoever takes on this task understands and commits to the work involved. Fourth, 100% tenant occupancy is not guaranteed. As a result, there may be months where no rental income is available. Fifth, if a long-term care financing plan includes a Medicaid component, the impact of rental income on Medicaid eligibility needs to be assessed. Each state has its own rules in these situations. It makes sense to discuss this option with a financial planner knowledgeable about Medicaid rules. Leveraging the equity in a home can be a smart way to help finance long-term healthcare costs. However, the method for doing this requires thoughtful assessment to ensure it meets the homeowner's specific needs. Thank you for listening. If you found this helpful, we appreciate it if you would please consider subscribing to the podcast so we can let you know when new episodes are released. In addition, please share and leave a review. To find more on this topic and others, including videos and ebooks, visit CantissimoSeniorLiving.com. This is Pete Kears with the Senior Lifestyles Podcast. Talk to you next time.